Did I say that out loud? Is that too meta? What was your journey here like? I mean, what was how'd you start? Where'd you start?
I was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, my God. Does anything happen there?
Yeah. It's a good place to be from.
Have you seen the Arch? Did you go up in the Arch?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. And the Cardinals, baseball. Yeah. It's a good place to be from, and it's a good place to be a kid. Like, you get to be a kid for a pretty long time there, which is nice.
William Burroughs was from St. Louis.
I went to John Burroughs High School.
I wonder if it's his relation. Is that
I
the
don't
guy who
think so? John Burroughs was like a Walt Whitman style poet from like upstate New York.
No.
But it was a good place to be from. You know, I have a lot of good friends that are still there. But it's very much a place where when you grow up, you either work for your dad or you leave town.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of like you either do the same thing everybody's been doing. There's not a lot of innovation happening in St. Louis, which is a drag, but it is what it is. It's a very conservative place, and for whatever reason, I had always kind of wanted to get out of that place. But I also had the benefit of not having any kind of parents or anything. Both my parents passed away before I was 20.
Wow.
So I was sort of very much a vagabond by the time I got out of college.
You weren't like, so when you were, your father passed away when you were 20?
Yeah.
And your mom passed away when you were younger?
When I was 10, yeah.
Wow.
So I lived in a lot of basements.
of other people's homes?
Yeah. I was surfing couches for quite a bit.
In the 70s?
No, in the 90s.
In the 90s?
So it was, thank God grunge was in, because there were not a lot of showers.
Oh,
happening.
God. Really?
But I was like always kind of hustling and working jobs and waiting tables and bartending. I taught school for a little bit.
What'd you teach?
I taught acting, actually. I went back to my old high school and talked to my old, theater teacher who had been crazy overwhelmed with the students that wanted to take acting class and improv and fun kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff that would make their college application look a lot broader.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a really good teacher and a really kind of charismatic guy. And so I came up to him and I said, hey, why don't I take half your course load off you? And I'm cheap. You'll pay me, you know, half of what a regular teacher would cost, and I'll be like an intern guy.
And did you think that was it for you, though? I mean, at that moment when you decided to go back to...
No,
you know,
it was a means to an end. I needed a job.
And you were just trying to figure out what the hell to do?
Yeah, and it was a job that didn't... You know, it was getting up at like 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning was a drag.
And what grade were they? 8th?
9th through 11th.
Oh, boy.
So it was 8th through 11th, sorry. It was a trip. I mean, it was a real like kind of thing, but it was a thing to do every day, and I had responsibility. And you know, when you're 23, 24, whatever, you need that kind of shaping young minds. Have you
heard from any of your past students that are like, dude?
One of my students is on The Office right now.
How? What are the odds of that?
And was in Bridesmaids.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Which one?
Ellie Kemper, the redhead girl.
She's funny.
She's very funny.
Yeah. Did you know when she was in 9th grade that she had...
She was very talented when she was young. She and her sister, actually, they're both... her sister writes on The Office. They're both incredibly talented kids.
And
they were back when they were 15, 14 years old. It was hilarious.
That's unbelievable.